Here. We have demonstrated to us this morning the two ordinances that Jesus told us to do, Lord's Supper. And that's a wonderful thing to see. Romans 6, 4 says, we are buried with him by baptism into death and raised to walk in newness of life. Not going to read it because I know that all of you have a clock and a watch and a tablet and these things that have alarms on them. And Brother Lauren told me that I see people falling asleep. It's never happened to me before. Well, maybe a couple of times. But you on this thought of gratitude. And that's what today we read about Ethiopian eunuch, a foreigner who is a stranger. And he is coming into the light. We're told, let's read all the greetings and he is on his way back to Ethiopia. The Holy Spirit and Jesus asked him to go down to the dead. You know what? Water. So this is kind of a cool passage. And he reaches there, and the Ethiopian eunuch not only is he a foreigner, not only is he a strange man, but he has a high position. He has a high office. He's the CFO of the queen. And yet, high in reading Isaiah, he says, reading, he says, and Philip begins to explain the degrees from Isaiah and the whole history of who Jesus is and what he's done. It's interesting that we're not told in the passage where he talks about baptism. But the next thing we see is we get to verse 36 and it says that as they went on their way, they came into water. Now, I wonder, maybe this conversation, maybe this is a long journey. And we drove here home yesterday, and maybe we got here a little fast. Yeah. But I just want to be there. And this could bring me to the Ethiopian, they were talking for a while. But they get this phone when they go. And Jesus says, see, here is water. What does this mean to be baptized? And Philip says, you know, leave us longer than me. So he answers and says, I believe in Jesus Christ. Let me give you a quick one. If you have an NIV Bible, let's first begin to. But we believe in the Son of the Gift of Jesus Christ and in the powerful word because we question the people are having. Yeah, do you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord? And the answer is that on your confession and their God. And verse 38 says that he commanded the carriage to stand still and he was down to the water, both of them and the eunuch, and he baptized them. And he gave them power to the water, the Spirit of the Lord fought away from them. That's a really, really cool part of the Bible. Disappeared. That the eunuch saw no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Now remember this night, and he went on his way rejoicing. I want to leave three words with you this morning. Rejoicing, remembering, and revelation. When you get after you are dead, it is a moment that is so simple to an individual. He goes away rejoicing. Why? His question doesn't answer. His life is perfect. He understands that Jesus is done. And therefore, he now, what he read, he was understanding what you said, he understands that he got that. Yes, you get to your faith. And for some, there is confusion in the world where, you know, you have to be baptized to be. And yet, that's not true. If you are saved, you will get baptized. I will mean to confuse the issue for. But it's a wonderful thing. It's like when you love somebody, you want to change. And so, and it's this moment where when you get back, it is an identity with the world, and I belong to you. And he is mine. And we belong to Jesus. We identify that way. And so we rejoice. You know, are you thinking, yes, I identify with Jesus Christ. And so there is a rejoicing there. What makes you rejoice? You know, there are things in the world, but let me tell you, there's nothing that makes you rejoice about in belonging to Jesus and identifying with him. The world we live, there are times when we identify with Jesus and we want to get a vote. Oh, really? Sometimes things might go a different way. But we know the power of identifying with Jesus Christ. So rejoicing comes with baptism. Remembering comes with baptism. It is strangely interesting that if you ask a person if they're baptized, they quickly can remember where and when. Right? I did that to you and I said, be baptized. You can get back all the things in here. With me here today, my son, he is like, for now, I have the privilege of baptism. And baptized her before they got married and before, you know, they really got serious. And it was Monday morning, where a lot of fathers were baptizing their children. And so that was our turn. And so I just got in the pool with her, and it said, this is Chanel Bowman. My thing to be done. Yeah, but I was kind of as long as I go, and people tell me it's still this, I don't remember the thing. But people said that when he asked you, you said you're I said it. Yes. That was it. And so I was thinking that I was thinking about having 18 people. And I was thinking, he was doing it for the day. But you remember him. You ever know the way you were doing it? Given files and something in your head clicks. Those are moments. And then sometimes you can sit and say, you know, those of you who are married here, listen to these files again. Being baptized is a point of remembrance that should change your life. It should guide you. It should guide you. I remember being identified with you. You know, that's what Jesus said, as often as you need, taking them on to remember to be one. Because the human being, we forget. And we have other things taking place. So today, remember when you were baptized. I made you think, if you're here today and you've never been baptized, you know, when my sister trusted Jesus at 7 years old, and you never been baptized, you know, why? Because why? He went to the bathroom one morning and a lady gave him water. And he said, why did you still want to die? Like, you can smell it. But yes, sometimes, you know, there's a place there. The person I even left with, they didn't get back to the water. If you're a believer here today, you never came back to me. I started to be good to you. And to do it in obedience, Jesus is called to do. If you're children, we as leadership, for some reason, similar to aging. And so we have people that, you know, we're going to get back to it. Or we're not messing with it. We're like, do they understand salvation and think they ask to be baptized? But we have some great, great stories protected from young people's people's experience. Entonces, ¿cómo intencionar? Get what they have to. And only four that are but a special person who is very able to walk with if that can be so it is the memory, you see that word remember the sketches on what Jesus has done and how you've identified so how you write that day when you think about what the Lord is believer, we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we hear the call of the gospel, the Holy Spirit, we make the decision then you get that, and now you're at the point where there's a whole lot of learning that you need to do. And God, by His Holy Spirit, reveal things that are wonderful as we get to know more about the Lord Jesus. Ephesians 3, 16 to 19, we listen to. That He would grant you according to the riches of glory to be strengthened with might, with spirit, and the infinite. That Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the same what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That now the mysteries of who God is going to be revealed to them. And it's going to be a wonderful experience as you read the scriptures of God revealing things to you. You know, the New Testament believer thing revealed to us that the things of all that time. And we need to really, really, you know, enjoy it. Romans 3, 22, when God writes apart from the law, is revealed being witnessed to the Lord, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And all who believe, there is no difference. What a wonderful thing to experience the revelation of who God is. Philippians 3, 7, 9, where Paul is talking from his experience and knowing that Jesus is. He says, well, what things pertain to me, these I truly love. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but now which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Verse 10, Philippians 3, that I may know Him. And the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His suffering, being conformed to His death, if by any means He may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Do you have a desire, a yearning to know this Jesus? That's what happens to the person. We're going to come to later on. And the title of my message later on is More. That's it. And we're going to look at that. Through the book of Hebrews. But this morning, be encouraged. Be encouraged by what you've seen. Be encouraged and be connected by what you've seen. You know, I've taken my baptism and my identification with Jesus too lightly. Well, I've blended more with the Lord and then with the same way. To live a life in such a way where people say, you're one of His. That's what we should be looking for. God bless you. I know it's a great night on the prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to see the baptism of the church of today. Lord, you have reminded us of what it means to identify with Jesus. Lord, as I stand here and look at this, I would want to identify with no one but you. You are an awesome God. You love me so much. You stayed on the cross for us. You have forgiven us of and to pay the debt that we owe that we could never pay. Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, we pray for each and every person here. Lord, may our identity be found in you. And Lord, may we change the world in such a way where people will see our lives and want to identify with you, want to know you. And Lord, just this is who you are. Thank you for all you're doing.